We are back from our commercial break. Thank you for putting us back on the air. Hey, we've got quite a bit of things. We're talking about the end of Windows XP in about less than 3 weeks away. Now, it doesn't mean your computer is going to stop working. It's going to stop getting security updates. You're going to get a bunch of viruses. And we are getting a lot of emails from clients saying, why can't I continue to use it? You know, what's going to happen? And we're going to cover some of that. You know, right before the break, we talked about, you know, you need to take a jump somewhere. You got to learn from XP to Windows 7, XP to Windows 8, or XP to a Mac. You know, there's all these things you could be doing. Now, one of the things you could do is just get a computer called a Linux computer. I would not suggest that. If you know what Linux is, you know all about it. You don't even need to listen to this. But Linux is a whole different operating system. Less than 1% of the world has it. Geeky computer guys probably have it. And if you do, then you don't need to have explained what it is. But it's a free operating system that you can put on a computer, virtually impervious to viruses, okay? But you can't get normal programs. I mean, you can't get Quicken or QuickBooks. An awful lot of programs will not be available on Linux system. But if you just do on the internet, maybe check your email on a website, that might be a good option for you. But not something I would suggest if you're listening to the show. If you're a really great computer guy and you know what's going on, you probably could go with that, but not just a normal computer user. But anyway, you've got to take a jump either way, from XP to another operating system. So get ready to learn something new. What everybody wants is change, right? So you're going to have to learn something just a little bit better and faster than Windows XP. But there were so many patches. I mean, I don't have a number in front of me. I wish I did, but probably close to 1,000 patches for Windows XP. So let's just say, for instance, your car has been recalled 1,000 times. In fact, every Tuesday, you get a new requirement to go get your car recalled, right? I don't know if I would still want to be associated with that car. I'd rather get a newer car with less recall notices and maybe a little bit faster. So it's about time to get off of Windows XP, no matter how much you love it. Maybe that's the first computer you ever learned and things like that, and you don't want to change. Well, you know what? None of us really want to change. I personally didn't move off of Windows XP till about 3 years ago. And I stuck with Windows XP because, you know, I really didn't need Windows 7. I'm happy with XP. I've got no viruses and things like that. But eventually, you know, life goes on and you got to change things. So I went up to Windows 7. But I did skip Microsoft Vista entirely. Now, Microsoft tends to have every other operating system not be as good. Okay. So Windows 95 was great. Windows ME was not that great. Windows 2000 and XP was the next version. That was really great. And then Windows Vista was not so great. Windows 7, great. Windows 8, not so great. So I'm just waiting for Windows 9. And, you know, there's only rumors right now. They don't want to spread any rumors because they don't want you to wait, right? But Windows 9 will probably be out in 2 years. Who knows what it's going to look like, but it'll probably be better than Windows 8 because that's it. Historically, they release an operating system with so many bugs in it, and then they release a better one 3 years later and then charge you another $150. There we have another email from somebody wanting some more information. But we have quite a bit of questions about Windows XP, like what can I do? I can't afford a new computer, so I don't want to get a new computer right now. Well, I would get a very good antivirus program. We had a customer come in who swore by an antivirus program, which I will not mention, but she said, look, I think it's a great program. I've used it for years, and I've never had any problems. Never. Okay, I just now it's just my computer's a little slow. So anyway, we went into her computer. And the first scan with a program called Malwarebytes, okay, which is a free program that everybody should have, Malwarebytes showed 2,000 spyware infections, 2,000 infections with her working antivirus program. Then we ran another really cool product called Fix Me Stick, and it boots outside of Windows. Hard to explain the whole thing, but Windows isn't running. It runs its own operating system and then scans with three different programs, and that found 77 more viruses. Okay, so now we're up to 2,100 viruses on her computer. That's with her working antivirus program. So obviously, you get what you pay for. And this program, I explained to her, was not one of the top 100 antivirus programs in the world. Okay, but she says, well, I already paid for it, and I got a lifetime version for $50. Well, your lifetime version is not working, and you're paying $150 to clean off the spyware off your computer. So basically, I would really listen to some computer people. Okay, don't listen to the advertisers on late night TV where you can get this program for life for $50 or $100. It doesn't matter what you pay for it. It's a crappy program no matter what you pay for it. So really talk to some good computer guys. I'll name a couple of them that I really like for a good antivirus. ESET's the number one because it's really low lag on your system. It doesn't make it slow or anything. Bitdefender's a really good one, but kind of confusing. Kaspersky is very good, but hard to pronounce. What's another one that's really good? Trend Micro is higher this year than it ever has been, but in the past it was like 60% effective. I mean, virtually no viruses it would find ever. So I wouldn't really trust Trend Micro on your computer. But some of the adequate ones are like Norton. Norton often slows your computer down, though, because you've got Norton Antivirus, Norton Security, Norton Firewall, Norton Parental Controls, Norton Backup, and Norton Tune-Up. They give you all these products on your computer just to please the customer, but in doing that, it really slows you down. Like, for instance, it'll warn you if your memory is low, and people don't know what that means. Okay, oh my gosh, my memory is low, and they bring their computer in to have us look at it, and I said, there's nothing wrong with your memory. It probably said your system is using a lot of memory, okay, your memory resources or something, so you're using so much memory, you don't have a lot of free memory. But the point is, it puts a warning up, and it scares people, and they have to bring their computer in unnecessarily. So those are some of those, but I 100% would definitely get a program called Malwarebytes Professional. Malwarebytes Professional is $25 for a lifetime version, and they're not going to sell that in about 2 weeks. They're not going to sell the lifetime version anymore. You have to buy the annual version, which is $20 a year. So if you do the math, it's better to pay $25 now than $20 per year the rest of your life. So if you're only going to live 1 year, you should get the paid version for $20 a year. But if you expect to live more than 1 year, okay, you should get the Malwarebytes lifetime version. Now, the great thing is you can will it to your kids. You could put this in a will and say, I will to you my Malwarebytes professional license for $25 for the rest of eternity. And you could give that to your grandkids and they could put it on their computer. It's a transferable program. Okay, so Malwarebytes Professional is what I would get. It's $25. You know, if you live in the Denver area, I don't know where everybody's listening across the country, but if you live in the Denver area, you can bring your computer up. We will install it for free. You know, you don't have to, you have to pay $25 for the program, but we are hoarding these programs. We bought out Micro Center. We bought over, gee, how many was that? About 1,500 copies from the local Micro Center before they stopped selling it to us. And so we have over 1,500 copies of Malwarebytes because we know this is a commodity that all of our clients are going to want over time. So I would really jump on that as quickly as possible. You know, if you need more information, you could always email me. It's scott@hinky.com. You could visit us on our Facebook webpage, which is facebook.com/onsitehero, or look at our website, onsitedenver.com. Got the word onsite all over the place. Anyway, getting back to Windows 8, you need to get a new computer. You could consider these new things called Chromebooks. They're kind of really interesting, and you will have a lot of people say that you shouldn't buy one, but they are $200. So where else can you get a $200 laptop? That's the screen and a keyboard. It's not a touch screen, but it's a great laptop for $200. But it's basically a Chrome browser. You know what a Chrome is? It's like Internet Explorer, but it gets you on pages on the internet. So your computer is basically just running a Chrome browser. So you can check your email that way, but you can't really install programs like Quicken or QuickBooks. What else we install? Microsoft Office will not work on there. You have to use their kind of weird version of Office. So there's a lot of little things you have to learn with a Chromebook, but for $200 and having a fast computer for $200 that and almost impervious to viruses, okay? Not just kind of low on viruses, but almost impervious to viruses because it's not a Windows computer. It's a Chromium computer made by Google. So that means you may not get a virus, but for $200, I think that's a great option as well. I know one of my technicians has one and loves it. So, you know, you just want to do some things on the internet without those fancy programs like Quicken or QuickBooks, Family Tree Maker, basically any Windows software that you can imagine, you cannot install on there. But how often do you need to do that? How often are you just checking your email and getting on the internet? That's what most people require of a computer. So anyway, basically a lot of different things that you need to think about. The market share for Windows 7 actually went up a little bit this year, which is kind of weird. More people are buying Windows 7 computers because Windows 8 came out. Does that make any sense? Most of the time you'd think people are buying Windows 8 computers because they're brand new. More people are buying Windows 7 computers because they don't like Windows 8. So keep that in mind as you're looking into this. You know, it's really hard to let go of some of your old ideas of how things were. Like a minute ago, I was looking for something on my computer and I couldn't find the desktop icon, which used to be on Windows XP, and I loved to have it on XP, and now they moved it. Anyway, nobody likes change. I wish they had Windows XP and just stuck with that. You know, I was happy with Windows 95. But anyway, life changes and people have to change. The only thing that likes change is a baby. I'm sure you've heard that phrase before. So you're not going to like it, but that's sometimes what you just got to do. So don't be listening for all the things happening with Windows XP coming up in a few weeks. I am going to be talking about this over the next couple of weeks because, you know, 90% of ATM machines run Windows XP today. 90%. I would not be surprised if something major happened because of ATM machines across the United States. Maybe Windows is going to do updates just for ATM machines. I can't imagine that. Or all the ATM machines may shut down. Because it's a violation to run Windows XP without your updates, susceptible to viruses, and handle financial accounting stuff. Okay, it's a HIPAA violation. So let's say you're a doctor or a dentist, and you have a big dental agency. We help a lot of dentists around Denver. You have one XP computer on your network, and you have violated HIPAA standards. Because HIPAA, the Housing, the Health Insurance Privacy Protection Act, I don't know if that's what it stands for, but HIPAA requires that all your computers be up to date. And you cannot update a Windows XP computer, therefore you're out of HIPAA compliance and you're in violation. And you could you lose your license and you're going to all your kids are going to drop out of school and never get to college. So the point is that a lot of things could happen if you don't get XP by April 8th. I can't wait to fill in more information with you guys to tell you more of the scary things that are going to happen. It's kind of like Y2K all over again. So I can't wait till this Y2K thing happens and I can report to you all the cool things over the next few weeks. We got a couple great things, some great questions from some people that have emailed us. Remember, you could always email me at scott@hinky.com. We're going to get to some of those questions right after this commercial break. There will be a quiz afterwards.